Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us, too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and, I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I will be keeping today pretty brief because I went to a bachelorette party this weekend for a very close friend, and as you could probably tell, I lost my voice and am struggling today. But in between me hydrating and literally icing my feet, I figured we should keep the Artist Way series rolling, and this week, week three, continues with a really cool detective work exercise that I've been pretty excited to share. Because years ago, when I first did this process, I wrote down all these answers, but as I was deciding on what was worth sharing today in this episode, I started rethinking about some of the questions she asks. And I realized some of my answers have definitely changed since I last addressed them, so I feel like this is one of those valuable resources I will probably come back to again. But she starts this section by saying, "Many blocked people are actually very powerful and creative personalities who have been made to feel guilty about their own strengths and gifts. Without being acknowledged, they are often used as batteries by their family and friends, who feel free to both use their creative energy and disparage them. When these blocked artists strive to break free of their dysfunctional systems, they are often urged to be sensible when such advice is not appropriate, made to feel guilty for their talents, and they often hide in their own light under a bushel of fear of hurting others. Instead, they hurt themselves." She says, "A little sleuth work is in order to restore the persons we've abandoned, ourselves. When you complete the following phrases, you might feel strong emotions as you retrieve memories and misplaced fragments of yourself. Allow yourself to free associate for a sentence or so with each of the following phrases. My favorite childhood toy was... My favorite childhood game was. The best movie I ever saw as a kid was. I don't do it much, but I really enjoy. If I could lighten up a little, I'd let myself. If it weren't too late, I would. My favorite musical instrument is. The amount of money I spend on treating myself to entertainment each month is. If I weren't so stingy with my artist, I would buy them. Taking time for myself is. I am afraid that if I start dreaming, I secretly enjoy reading. If I had a perfect childhood, I'd have grown up to be. If it didn't sound so crazy, I'd write or make a. My parents think artists are. My God thinks artists are. What makes me feel weird about this recovery is. Learning to trust myself is probably the most cheer me up music is. My favorite way to dress is. She goes on to do a section on growth and how growth can be erratic, but it is a forward movement. And like always, one you should be very gentle with yourself during. With any healing process, and creative recovery is one, there will be ebbs and flows. Maybe on Tuesday you're a hero and on Wednesday you feel useless. You are not. You are simply resting. And that rest is a necessary part of the process. But it is only restful if we can allow it to be. So we must reframe it and imagine it as such. She says that a week of insights might be followed by a week of sluggishness. The morning pages will seem pointless. They are not. What you are learning to do, she says, writing them even when you don't want to or you're tired or they seem dull, is to learn to rest on the page. It is an important process. Marathon runners suggest you log 10 slow miles for every fast one. The same holds true for creativity. In this sense, easy does it is actually the modus operandi, the MO, because it means easy accomplishes it. Basically, when you commit to yourself, you will start to feel lighter. And that practice of being kind to yourself in small concrete ways can lead to more of that love and insight. She goes on to say, the expression, God helps those who help themselves, may take on a new and very different meaning. When in the past it translated, God helps only those who earn help, it now comes to signify the amazing number of small, free gifts that the Creator showers on those who are helping themselves to a little bounty. If you do nice one thing for yourself today, God will do two more. Be alert for the support and encouragement from unexpected quarters. Be open to receiving gifts from odd channels, like free tickets, a free trip, an offer to get you dinner, or a new-to-you old couch, and practice saying yes to such help. The scientifically inclined among you might want to have a good, thorough list of clothes you wish you had. And she says that often when we list things, it might actually come to fruition, and we should experiment with that. But this is the part, this is the real meat and potatoes of this week. She says, more than anything else, experiment with solitude. You'll need to make a commitment to quiet time. Try to acquire the habit of checking in with yourself several times a day. Just take a beat and ask yourself how you are feeling. Listen to your answer. Respond kindly. And if you're doing something very hard, promise yourself a break and a treat for after. Yes, I'm asking you to baby yourself. We believe that to be artists, we must be tough, cynical, and intellectually chilly. Leave that to the critics. As a creative being, you will be more productive when you're coaxed and coddled than when you're bullied and shamed. I genuinely think everybody could heed this advice, not just artists or those on their way through the healing recovery of their inner artist. Any type of healing can be brought upon by babying ourselves a little more And that's not to treat yourself like a baby by not holding you accountable for your mistakes, but it is treating yourself like a baby by not shaming yourself for them, allowing room for growth with nurturing and comfort and support and love, but mostly embracing play and joy. I wrote an episode a long time ago about how we could learn so much from kids and just acting like a kid and seeing the world through the eyes of a kid and supporting ourselves as if we were kids, because I'll never not believe that adults are not just giant babies in grown-up costumes. And I'll never not believe that we don't all have the same desire to feel comfortable and seen and heard and felt and understood. But that comes through seeing and hearing and feeling and understanding yourself first. And we can't do that if we don't recognize the inner child that exists within each of us, but also that deserves to take up space. Tomorrow, I'll finish up week 3 with some of the suggested tasks. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.